This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
What is it in your life that you're upset about? What is it that you worry about? You know, Satan, I'm convinced, wants us to be worried and upset about a lot of things. You know why? So we don't think about the most important thing. I think Satan wants you to be worried and upset about everything as long as you don't think on the main thing in your life, and that's your relationship with the living God. Ask yourself this question: what are the many things that upset me? What are the many things that upset me? Is it something that Satan is using to distract you from your relationship to the Lord? Having said all of that, I want to talk about the balanced life in three ways. I want to give you some take-home principles. Life can be out of balance, number one, individually. Life can be out of balance individually. If Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, which means intellectually and physically, and he grew in favor with God and with man, spiritually and socially, that is the pattern for my life. I want to grow up and mature like Jesus did. You should want to grow up and mature like Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in wisdom, stature, in favor with God, in favor with man. Brenda Hunter wrote a book called Where Have All the Mothers Gone? She writes this: it is difficult to be a mother today. At every turn, we are told how to exercise, diet, dress for success, find fulfillment in career, and share tasks equally with our husbands. Additionally, we are encouraged to rear good children on minimal time. It is assumed that we want to look like an actress, so the lean, firm look is publicized with a vengeance. And then we listen to the billionaire cosmetic industry telling us how to achieve the beautiful face and just the right scent. Narcissism is the philosophy of the age. Articles and books tell us that our first responsibility is to ourselves. Don't live for your family. Don't allow mother feelings to curtail the pursuit of self. Our children may well mess up their lives or at best grow up and leave home, move out. So don't invest too much of your time in them. Besides, you might turn into a mom and make your children neurotic. You may turn into a mom and make your children neurotic. Husbands, they'll fail you too. The escalation of divorce supports the idea that number one is all that's left. If we women do not look out for ourselves, we may just find ourselves old, divorced, unfulfilled, and unemployed. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches balance in your life so that there is work, there are responsibilities, but there's a relationship to your family and a relationship, most of all, to Almighty God. I want you to think about this as the individual balance situation. Everything in your life is an outflow of your relationship to the Lord. What you are as a man or woman or as a teenager is a reflection of your relationship with the Lord. And do you know most people don't get that? Most people don't understand that. It never occurs to people that I have a balanced life because of Jesus Christ in my life. Jesus is not just to be another interruption in your life, another thing you add to your schedule. He's life. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and everything is an outflow of that relationship. Individually, is your life out of balance? You can be 70 or 80 years old and have your life out of balance. You can be 40 or 50 years of age and your life's out of balance. You could be a 20-something and your life's out of balance. You could be a teenager, a young person, and life is out of balance. If one thing happens, if Jesus Christ is not at the center of your life, there is no balance.
Well, this message will continue on Cross Hope tomorrow. Be sure and look at our website, crosshope.org. Look at visual stories on crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.